Eric?
Yeah?
Do you have a story about hugging?
Oh, yeah.
Eric, who was it the other day also asked you they wanted to know about obedience and you were going to talk about the soldier and the obedience?
Yeah, the gender. No, but first let us, you know.
Yeah, I'm just remembering.
David has come, you know, from such a long distance and he wants to know about hugging. The pleasure of hugging.
We even have that too on record. Remember that article about hugging?
No, that is, whose was that?
I don't remember, but it was...
That was psychological point of view.
Yeah.
That's nothing, he knows all the artists. But he was Baba's story. Baba's hugging.
Oh,
Baba. What had happened, David, some years, a decade ago, you know, as pilgrims come and pilgrims go. So we were at the trust office. You have been to the trust office. Mani, myself, Bhav, and others were there. And that day was not the day for the pilgrims, so we were there. In the afternoon, at about 4:30, a rickshaw comes. Out of rickshaw comes out a tall, healthy lady. And Mani at the time was pottering around with some pots and plants over there. And she looked at a pilgrim that has come, a Westerner. So she goes forward and goes and hugs her. Jai Baba! And she stands still. I'm not a Baba lover. Oh, good afternoon. Then she says, come inside. You know how it is. Come inside. So she comes inside. I tell her, I didn't know what had happened outside on the veranda. I said, Jai Baba. Good afternoon. Oh. Can I be of help to you? I said, I come here because I'm not a male Baba lover. He said, what brought you here then? Can I be of any help to you? You want some help here? I'm a horse trainer, and I have been working with my employer, and he has many horses. I said, yeah. Where was it in
Spain?
Spain. Oh, he named, and he's a, the couple is a Baba lover, and when they heard, I asked them for leave, a month's leave. Yes, so what? So he says, where are you? They asked me, where was I going on leave? I said, south of India. I said, yeah, what else? So you're on a sightseeing tour? I'm asking her. No, I have to attend a yoga class in Pondicherry. Oh, I said, good. So they said, oh, you're going that distance. Will you please do one thing? Go and contact. Go to the places called Maraba. And there is another place. I'm asking her. Merza. Oh, yeah, I said Mehrabad and Mehrabad are the two places associated with Meher Baba. So what did they want you to do there? She said, well, they wanted to come, but they cannot come, so on their behalf, I should just express that their salutation, that's all. Oh, so where can I go? Please direct the rickshawala. I said, look here, madam, it's not possible for you to pay visit to both the places now. Do one thing. I will instruct, first of all, you'd have to stay overnight here. He said, but I can't stay, I have to go. I said, well, if you want to fulfill the wish of your employer, then you'll have to do that. Because Meher Azad is closed now. Meher Abad is here, about 6 miles from here. He'll take you there. But overnight you have to stay over here to visit Meher Azad. Where? So I'll send a man to lodge you properly. Yeah, anything else? No, that's all, thank you. She turned and goes away. I told my man, just take her to Dalat Lodge at that time was there. Did you all stay in Dalat Lodge at that
time? No.
But I was funky.
So, John, did you stay at Dalat Lodge sometime?
No, never stayed there.
Never stayed
there.
I stayed
there. I stayed there.
I said horse trainer means what, somewhere it will be all right. I don't know what happened. Now coming to the whole story. That day, then I instructed the rickshawala to go to Mehrabad, take her to Mehrabad, take her to the tomb shrine. So the rickshawala did that thing. And she went there, and as usual, when you go there, Nana Kher and the others are there, Mansari and all that. They went there, and they said, Jai Baba, and went hugging her. And that was detestable for her. And I said, oh my God, where I landed myself? And well, to fulfill the wish of her employer, she told them point blank, I have not come for Mehr Baba, I come here to fulfill the wish of my employer. She says, yeah, what can you do? Here is the tomb shrine of Mehr Baba. She stood there in attention, you see, that's all. I don't know what they said was to me. She just stood there for in attention for a minute and turned her back and went away. Now, she must have gone to Dalat Lodge, the rickshawman must have taken there, and she stayed overnight. Now what happened the next day is the story told to us by herself. So she starts in the morning to come to Mehr Azad, the same rickshawala was instructed to be there. On her way, and in the night, while going back from Mehrabad to the Dalat Lodge and during the night, she is firm and she is determined that when she goes to Mehr Azad, the same drama cannot be enacted there. No hugging, no kissing for us, and I am not come from Mehr Baba, nothing of that sort. I am going to tell them as soon as I land there at Mehr Azad. So she must have gone to sleep. She wrote back. This is what her story here. On her way, halfway, she could speak very well. All of a sudden, she registered that she had lost her voice completely. She couldn't speak. She can't even whisper like that also. She's trying. What has happened? She does not know. A rickshaw man brings her here, steps out of the rickshaw, and Aloba, you know Aloba? Ali Akbar, his name is, from Persia. He goes there. Hi, Jai Baba. She wants to say, but can't say, speak out anything. And she is so much flustered, you see. So Aloba leaves her here and then makes a stand there and says, this is the place where Mehr Baba stopped and he would sit here and see the picture here. Bow down, bow down. And she stands to her, says, bow down. And says, see, if you don't, see, this is the way to bow down. So he, Aloba bows down, you see, to show her. But nothing budged her. That's what she tells. She had lost her voice. She still had that bearing. And then Aloba, through disgust, you see, left her here and went away. And then what happened was, that she looks around here. The whole hall was vacant because it was not a day for Mehr Azad. She says, why did that man, the little man, she called him little man, why did that little man insist that I should kneel down and bow down? But there's nobody here. Empty chair is here, so what harm is there? He insisted. So she kneels down and bows down, puts her head on the pillow. Her name was Anne Burgoyne, which I asked her in the trust office. I said, then what happened? Then what happened is that we don't know. We were not here. We were in the trust office. So Gaurav comes on cycle here from the clinic here town in the late afternoon and found a lady here, a total stranger, sobbing like a child. So she took pity. Who is this? There's nobody to guide her, nobody to tell her. She did not know what transpired with Aloba. Aloba was disgusted and left the place. So she comes inside, taps her, comforts her, consoles her. So what is it? What do you want? Do you want anything? Do you want any water? What's the matter with you and I? All of a sudden, the voice came back, and she tells the story to her. We don't know what she told her. But then when we return from trust office, Dr. Gaurav gets wild on us. He says, what's the matter with you all? You'll just leave the place here. There's nobody to guide. Nobody. There was a lady who was crying and this and that, and nobody to attend to her and all that. I said, which lady? What do you mean by crying? Who is that lady who came? We don't know. She seems to have met you at the trust office. And I said, which lady? If she was there yesterday, you had guided her here. I said, what? Oh, that tall and healthy woman? I said, yeah. And I said, yeah. She said, yeah. What happened? She was crying here? I said, yeah. Okay. Next time, when it was Mehrazad's turn, so I see the whole crowd of pilgrims, and is walking, smiling and happy and all that. And she shouts out, Jai Mer Baba! I said, hello, Anne. You have come here? You have to go to Pondicherry, no? So I'm hooked here. And then I said, okay. So then I make her sit here. She was sitting there, Vanda is sitting. I said, what happened, Anne? Did you go to Mehrabad? So then she tells the whole story. That's how she told us the whole story about it. Now I know what happened. I said, what happened? That little man told me to kneel down and bow down to this empty chair. But I tell you, it's not empty, it's not empty. I said, yeah, calm down. And then she started crying. Till this day, she has paid visit 3 times. Till this day, she couldn't take us further. Then it's not an empty chair. She just gets overwhelmed, overpowered, and cries loud. We have not heard what happened. It's not an empty chair. I tell you, it's not an empty chair. That's all. Where is the letter? So then what she had, what happens? Then she comes regularly. 1 week pass, another week pass, and this and that. And we are having a good time. All of us here at home. Yeah. Then I said, Anne, you were to go to Pondicherry. So, is it necessary that I should go to Pondicherry for the yoga classes? You told me that you paid your fees. You know, they charge some fees for your stay in yoga classes for a month. He says, yeah, but then now what's the sense of my going and all that? I said, do one thing. Get that notion of yours, of going for yoga classes, get it out of your system. Go there, be there, so what harm? You have paid the fees, you have every right to be there, and then come back. No, but I won't have money then to come back again, unless my mother sends it and all that. I said, all right, do one thing. You go there. And if your mother sends the money, then come back. Now, very soon, in a month's time, there will be the Amar Tithi, that Baba passed away on 31st January and all that. So you will be able to be here with us all and all that. And Baba will do something. Baba will send your mother, or mother will send money and all that sort of thing. So why? Go there. So that's how we have to shunt her out from here. And from there, she writes this letter to us.
Okay. October 12th, 1974.
November, December, and January is the Amar Tithi month.
And it's written from the Anand Ashram, Pondicherry. Dear Mondali, it seems such a long time ago that I was with you all in Ahmednagar. They keep us very busy here, hence I feel as though I've been here for years. I can't begin to tell you how wonderful it was for me to have met you all, and how grateful I am to Baba for bringing me to Ahmednagar when he did. Being with you all and learning about Baba has been the most beautiful experience of my life. I can't thank you all enough for your loving patience and understanding. Baba has made such an immense difference to my life. My whole outlook towards the yoga has changed unbelievably. I really have no heart and soul here at all. In fact, I find it's very hard to identify with anything that is going on here. I was amazed at the difference in the whole atmosphere, having arrived from Ahmednagar, for they seem to have buried the word love deep within the ground, replacing it with what they call discipline, which seems to be enforced by means of harsh, negative shouting all day long. I'm very glad that I have come here so that I am able to see for myself yoga for what it really is, or my mind might have tortured me with some crazy romantic idea. However, I'm hoping to be back in Ahmednagar for January and February, if not before. I would probably be back with you all now, except that the Swami does not refund money. And since I do not have any, it means I must wait until I get some from England. I will certainly somehow get back to Ahmednagar before I leave. The longer I hold out here, the better my chances of being with you all for the January 31st. So it's all in Baba's hands, and by his grace, I will look forward to being with you all again. Love to all the Mondali in Baba's love. Signed, Anne Burgoyne.
And soon after this is October what date?
October 12th, 1974.
I think by the end of October, or maybe first week of November, I forget now, I see Anne coming with a lady, another lady. She's smiling. I said, Anne, you have come so soon? I said, my mother.
Oh, my.
Yeah, her mom. So she must have enticed her mother that now, mother, I am here in India. Come on, I'll show you some sightseeing and all that sort of thing. That's how she enticed her mother to come here. And that's how she got the money to be here with her mother, and they stayed here throughout till February. And what a love, peace it was with her. But every time we ask her, I don't know what has happened. What has happened? It's not an empty chair, I tell you. Something seems to have happened to her, I don't know what it was. Till this day, we haven't got the answer.
But we guess.
Huh?
We can guess.
But, yeah, we can guess whatever you want
real
to.
Real good guess.
Guess what is there, but what is there, I don't know.